Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies the same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and I think the coolest name in rocketry is Firefly. Bob, good evening to you. Firefly has launched, and the launch was not successful. What happened?
Yes, John, good evening. Firefly is a rocket startup. They have done a very good job of diversifying. They had a very successful Blue Ghost lunar lander mission earlier this year. They've done other things that's outside of rocketry. But their primary goal initially was to establish themselves as a rocket company, and they have a rocket called the Alpha Rocket. They've now launched it 6 times. This week they launched it on that 6th mission, and it failed. And of those 6 flights, they've had 2 utter failures, including this one, 2 that were partial failures, and only 2 that were successful. Of the 4 failures, 3 involved the upper stage, and that's what happened this time as well. When the 1st and 2nd stages separated, something went wrong. We're still not clear what, but whatever happened, it appears possibly that the 1st stage exploded at that separation, and in the process of exploding, it destroyed the nozzle on the upper stage so that the engine continued to function. And it fired for the full 7 minutes that it was supposed to. But because there was no nozzle, the thrust produced by the engine was not as what it should be. And so when the engine cut off, the thing was not in an orbit that was stable, and it just basically fell back into the Pacific Ocean right away. So they didn't get their Lockheed Martin. It was a demo satellite for Lockheed Martin. They didn't get that payload into orbit, so it was a failure. This company has had its successes, but it definitely has a problem with its rocket. And this is not, to a certain extent, it's not unusual. New rockets tend to have failures, but they do need to get this straightened out because, you know, it's not going to work for them in the long run if they don't have successes.
They launched from Vandenberg. Is there an advantage? How do they choose Vandenberg or Florida?
That's where their launch site is. They've got a bunch of different launch sites that they've established throughout the world, but in this case, it's basically what's convenient to the mission itself, and that's why they choose it. And Vandenberg is their most developed site at the moment. The ones they've got at other locations are not as well developed at this point.
This is the one where the California Coastal Commission nixed SpaceX using? Is that correct?
Well, we'll see about that, John. But yes, this is where California's Coastal Commission hates Musk and doesn't like his politics, so he decided they won't let him do launches. Now, that's not happening, and I'll have more information about that, I think, by next week.
Do they reject Firefly? I mean, do they?
No, Firefly didn't come up in discussion.
So it's
and Firefly is not launching. Firefly gets in a year 5 launches off this year. It'll be a miracle. You know, we're not talking about large numbers at this point.
Well, I was just making the point that it's not about what's being launched. It's about who's doing the launching. Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jarek Isaacman. He's passed through the Senate committee. What was the vote, Bob?
All right. So this does not mean he's the NASA administrator. He's been nominated by Trump. But the Senate committee that held hearings with him testifying finally voted, and they have voted 19-9 in favor of moving the nomination to the full Senate. This doesn't mean he's been nominated yet. It means the Senate still has to confirm him. But the committee voted in favor of it. Of those 19-9 votes, all the Republicans voted in favor of him, including 4 Democrats voting in favor of him. All nine votes were Democrats. And as I point out, I'm Behind the Black. This opposition is totally based on Trump derangement syndrome. There was nothing in Isaacman's past that should have made these Democrats oppose him in any way. If anything, the Democrats should have supported him because in the past he's given money to Democratic candidates routinely, not Republicans. And he's shown indications that politically he might be more Democratic than Republican. but that doesn't matter. He was appointed by Trump, and anything Trump does, even if he cures cancer, Democrats have to oppose, and that's what these people
do. I remember correctly that Isaacman made his first private launch during the Biden administration? This wasn't just Trump. He was a...
No, yeah, I mean, his commercial launches were scheduled irrelevant of politics because they were entirely private. I'm not even sure when they launched, but they were irrelevant to which president was in charge. This was a private mission, private company, private citizen using private funds to do a private mission. No government involved in any way. So it was irrelevant who the president was. Now, these guys are just, it's just absurd. I have certain reservations about Isaacman. I still don't know if he's going to be the right man for the job, but he's not going to be the wrong man for the job. He's a perfectly reasonable person to support, and he's the guy there. So at this point in time, I'd say, yes, give him a chance. To oppose him right now has to do with politics only and has nothing to do with him. It has to do with Trump.
The FAA has been a story for some time because of intervention, there are other words, in the launch schedule at SpaceX. Have they been a burden to other launch companies? I don't remember, Bob.
Yes, John, absolutely. I noted several times in the last year that it was very clear that when Biden took power, the FAA's regulatory burden on the commercial space industry increased exponentially. And in fact, it became very clear it was a factor in destroying a lot of emerging rocket companies in the United States. We had an emerging slew of rocket companies that all disappeared. And that's one of the reasons why Europe's beginning to grab that market now with private companies. They're trying to come out of the woodwork now again, now that Trump's in power. But yes, they were a part of that. And one of the reasons that happened was a man by the name of Kelvin Coleman. He was appointed as head of the FAA's office that regulates and issues launch licenses. He took over that position in 22, and he was there in that office before he was head of it, and he was involved in creating something called Part 450. This was the new regulations that were instituted during the Biden administration that were going to streamline licensing and make everything go faster. And they did exactly the opposite. It slowed everything down, and it's one of the things that bankrupted those companies. Well, Coleman has now decided to take the Trump buyout. He's not a political appointee per se, even though he was politically appointed head of AST by Biden. But he is a bureaucrat, and so he's decided to take that buyout. He's leaving. And I think this is great news, because he very clearly was part of the bureaucracy at FAA that, whether intentionally or not, created red tape that damaged the American emerging space industry significantly. The industry's all been complaining about Part 450. It's a disaster. And he was one of the men who wrote it. And so he's gone, and I think that's a great piece of news.
Not only was there federal government slowness, but Texas, I believe, had issues with Boca Chica. Have they been cleared up?
Well, the issues in Texas are mixed. But one of the things that's going on here is that SpaceX is so dominant at Boca Chica with their industry and employees that they're trying to establish it as basically a company town. They want to make Starbase officially a town with a mayor and people in charge, and the people running for mayor, if this should pass, are SpaceX employees. One of the things SpaceX requested from the state legislature was be given the power to close the roads at their needs. And the House State Committee in the state legislature recently voted 7-6 against that. They rejected the bill that would have given SpaceX the power to close the roads when they needed to. Instead, that decision will continue to be done by local county officials. However, if the other bill the public vote on making Starbase a town passes, then that'll change again, because it'll be up to the people who live there, and they're all SpaceX employees, to determine when roads close. But right now, SpaceX does not have the right to close the roads, and that's the legislature's decision.
The new company, True Anomaly, building satellites. What kind of satellite?
This is an interesting interesting. This is a company that has raised a significant amount of money, more than $250 million in private investment capital. And they're relatively unknown. And what they announced is that they want to use this money to develop maneuverable satellites, surveillance satellites for the military. And this is not an unusual thing. Military, both having to do with anti-satellite defense, having to do with surveillance and reconnaissance, you want to have satellites that can move or close to other satellites to inspect them and possibly even destroy them. And this is something the Russians have been doing, the Chinese have been doing, and we have been doing over years. Well, True Anomaly wants to focus on that and get business from the military. And they've already done two test missions of their maneuverable satellite. They call it Jackal. And with these new funds, they plan four more flights in the next year and a half. This is to test the satellite's ability, once in orbit, to maneuver and get close to other satellites to do surveillance. And they're looking for military contracts for this. And that they got so much investment capital tells me that there's money to be made in this area.
Bob, maneuverable satellites also can be anti-satellites, correct? But this is not about...
I made that point. You not only get close, maneuver close to another satellite, so you can inspect it and surveil what it's about, but you're now close enough you can destroy it, yes.
And so all of these dual-use satellite companies, are they also selling their services as anti-satellites, or just as a concept?
It's an interesting thing, John, because there's a lot of orbital tug companies that are basically developing maneuverable satellites to move satellites to different orbits. They are focusing not on the military aspect. They're trying to get commercial business. They're getting some military business, but mostly they're focusing on commercial tug business or removing space junk business. They could adapt and maybe sell their product to the military as well for the same purposes, but they haven't been. True Anomaly seems to want to focus very specifically on the military business, and I think the reason they've done that partly is that most of the other commercial companies have not. So there's an opening there, and they're grabbing it.
The United Kingdom is turning into a melodrama about spaceports. It's been weird for years. Bob cited it as a slowness in Whitehall, but something else has also entered into this game. What's happened, Bob?
This is very similar to Spaceport America in New Mexico. An airport in Cornwall made itself into a spaceport and actually did complete one launch. Virgin Orbit's last launch took off because it was a horizontal airplane that was the first stage. So they took off from this airport. The mission failed. The company went belly up because the bureaucracy and red tape in the UK took almost a year to approve the launch license. They ran out of funds while they waited, and so when the mission failed, they went out of business. So it was partly the bankruptcy of the red tape in Britain that screwed it up. Well, Cornwall doesn't really have any customers right now as a spaceport. It doesn't. So spending any money as a spaceport makes no sense. But they did allocate, the local council had allocated £200,000 funding for spaceport operations at the local airport. And it appears there's now a scandal, and they've withdrawn that money, the council. The reason they've withdrawn the money is because one of the councilmen who advocated and was managing that money hadn't told them that he was now going to get a job at the spaceport. So in other words, he had a real conflict of interest. Get that money into the spaceport, and he gets his job, and he makes a lot of money. And so they withdrew that money, and there's a big controversy and scandal there, and it does appear that there's corruption. And it makes sense, because this isn't a spaceport with no customers, because right now, with Virgin Orbit going bankrupt, there literally is no rocket that can launch horizontally from an airport. No one's building any such rockets. So they have no customers in the spaceport. So allocating a lot of money for it is corruption, basically, John. And it appears that the local council has recognized the corruption and is not going to waste money on it.
Don Pettit, who's that, Bob?
Don Pettit is an American astronaut who just completed a 7-month mission on ISS. When he came back about a week and a half ago, The day he returned to Earth, it was his 70th birthday. He's one of the oldest astronauts we've ever flown, John Glenn being the oldest. This was his fourth flight, and he's done lots of. He was actually one of the American on the Soyuz mission that had an abort during launch and brought them down prematurely. So when he got back on this most recent 7-month mission, coming back on a Soyuz capsule, and he was on the ground, he definitely appeared to be suffering. And in fact, there was a briefing a week later. He looked great at the briefing, but let me quote what he says. His words were, "I was right in the middle of emptying the contents of my stomach onto the steps of Kazakhstan." And he appreciated the fact that the press didn't videotape that for the public, but he definitely did not look well. He now looks fine a week later, and he pointed out that he loves being in space. When you're sleeping, you're just floating, and your body, all those little aches and pains heal up. You feel like you're 30 years old again and free of pain, free of everything. So I love being in orbit. It's a great place to be for me and my physiology. And he wants to fly another mission at 70 years old. And I don't know if NASA will have the flights to give him or will be willing to fly him again. But with the commercial space stations being developed right now, there might be work for him with other companies, John.
And finally, Bob, my thoughts about all the ex-astronauts. They all want to fly again. Do you think they will? Is there a place for them, Bob, in space?
If we get two or more commercial space stations in orbit operating, there is going to be ample need for professional astronauts to fly the missions to and from. And yes, there will be work for them, private work. And as SpaceX has been demonstrating, it's making money in space with manned missions. And so what does that mean? That means that the government's irrelevant and there's going to be a real industry in space that will require astronauts.
Bob Zimmerman, I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.